Blake Robison is rounding third and heading home on his first season as artistic director at the Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park. This evening, he's here to talk about the upcoming production of the Book Club play by Karen Zacharias, which he's directing, which he calls the funniest play I've seen in years. Welcome back to Around Cincinnati, Blake.
Thank you, Rick. It's a pleasure to be here.
Tell us a little bit about this play. It's not a brand new play, is it?
No, it's not a brand new play. I had the good fortune to produce the world premiere of it at my former theater in Washington, D.C., back in 2008. And since then, it's had four or five productions at major theaters, most recently the Jiva Theater in Rochester, New York, and Arena Stage in Washington. It really is one of the funniest plays I've read in a long, long time. I read a lot of plays. And when I sit in my chair and open up a script and start to laugh out loud, I take that as an extremely good sign.
You've worked with the playwright Karen Zacharias on this production, which was, what, about 4 or 5 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe in 2008. But have you done other work with her?
We have. You know, she's very much Washington, D.C.'s house playwright in a way, because she lives there instead of in New York City or Los Angeles, as many other writers do. I met her through the Book Club play. The script was brought to my attention by the gentleman who directed it the first time. And once we got to know each other, we started cooking up other projects. We got to work together for the first time as playwright and director when I commissioned her to do a stage adaptation of the famous Julia Alvarez novel called How the Garcia Girls Lost Their Accents. I thought she was the perfect person for it because Karen is half Mexican and half Danish. Her father was a very successful Mexican surgeon who worked for the World Health Organization. Her mother, wonderful, charming Dane, and she mixes all of that together. Her story was similar to that of the Garcia girls in the book, and that has led to a collaboration that I'm very, very pleased to bring with me here to Cincinnati.
Do I understand that you've commissioned her to do a play for the Cincinnati Playhouse also?
We have indeed. We are fortunate to have a little fund at the Playhouse that we use to commission new plays from writers. Dead Accounts last season was a great example of that. And we have offered one of these commissions to Karen. I'm so excited to see what she writes. I have no idea what it'll be.
A couple seasons out, we'll be seeing her back again. So tell us a little bit about what's the story of the Book Club play. I guess the title tells us a little bit, but
what's the most descriptive title in the history of American theater,
yes.
I think. You know exactly what you're going to get when you come to this play. A book club has agreed to be filmed by a famous documentary director named Lars Knudsen. That's Karen kind of riffing on her Danish heritage a little bit. Think of Lars von Trier, one of those kind of hoity-toity European cinematographers. And the presence of the camera in the middle of their book club makes everybody very self-conscious about their behavior, about their relationships. And then into this mix comes a newcomer. One of the book club members invites a new person into the club without having asked anyone's permission. This person has bypassed the vetting process. And so the new personality causes turmoil and havoc. And we watch, I think, in horror and glee as the book club implodes over the course of time.
I noticed that it is listed as having chapters rather than scenes, and that those are the titles of novels. Are those titles apropos of what goes on in some of the scenes?
Yes, each scene has a title based on the book that the club is supposed to be discussing at that time.
I see.
And so at the opening of the play, we're discussing Moby Dick by Herman Melville. That moves on to The Age of Innocence by Edith Wharton. And then as the new people come into the book club and people become a little more self-conscious, the level of the literature starts to devolve. And we head off to Twilight and The Da Vinci Code and The Return of Tarzan. And the play contains lots of fun discussions about literature. What is literature? What makes good literature versus popular literature? Who gets to decide those issues? But ultimately, it's about the characters and their friendships mm-hmm. and the ways in which those friendships are tested in highly comic manner.
Why did you select this particular show for your first season here?
Well, I was anxious to introduce Karen and her writing to this community. There are several writers in this first season, including Roberto Aguirre-Sacasa, who did Abigail 1702 just a few months ago, who are new to Cincinnati audiences. They haven't been done at the Playhouse or any of the other wonderful theaters in town. And so that's something I could bring to the table. Also, I find her work to be fresh and funny. She is an exciting young writer who's just about to make her mark on the national scale. And indeed, Book Club Play, I think, is her breakout work, the one that's getting done all over the place now.
Yeah. This is going to be in the Shelter House. That's obviously sort of an intimate venue. Is that a particularly good physical space for that to happen?
I think so. It's important for you, the audience, to feel that you are sitting in the living room with the book club members. And the shelter house is ideally suited for that, as you know, with a three-quarter thrust. Nobody's more than a few rows away. You will feel like you're sitting on the couch with these people. And I think that should heighten your involvement in the comedy.
Can you talk a little bit about what this play represents in terms of the kind of plays that we can look forward to in the future? I guess I'm asking you this in part because I know that today we first got word of what some of your shows for the next season are going to be. So I wonder if this represents a kind of play that we might be seeing in the future.
Well, I suppose it does. Karen is part of a new generation of young, up-and-coming female writers. I include in that group Sarah Rule, of course. And Amy Herzog, whose play 4,000 Miles will be in our upcoming season, as well as Anna Ziegler, will be doing the world premiere of her new play called A Delicate Ship. This group of 30 and 40-something women are taking the American theater by storm, and so we want to be part of that wave. We want to make sure Cincinnati audiences get the first taste of all the wonderful drama and comedy that's coming out of these writers. When you take that, new plays and fresh plays from young writers, and then put it in with some of the tried and true stuff that audiences have come to expect from Cincinnati Playhouse, I think we're going to have a fantastic season. You look at things in the Marx Theater, we've got Fly, Cabaret, new plays like Clybourne Park, Venus and Fur, and of course one of the great romances of all time, Pride and Prejudice. So I'm super excited about the season to come. But yes, book club play is a harbinger of those things.
All right. Since you've had some experience with this play, does it attract people who are members of book clubs? Do they come and are they part of the conversation about this?
I don't think that I can overstate the attraction of this play to people who are in book clubs. And you know, it's a unique phenomenon because you can't find book clubs in the phone book. You can't Google book clubs and have a complete list come up. They're very much an underground social community amongst friends. What we do is we send out an email to our very large email list offering a group rate, and they come flocking to this play. I would say that nearly half of the ticket sales thus far have been to groups. That is a fun way to see this play. Come with your book club, and you will have the delightful experience of trying to identify yourself on stage and identify your fellow book club members. I'll bet you that not everybody agrees on who is the alpha dog and who is the beta dog, who is the slacker, and who is the high literary-minded person. That's part of the fun of it.
But I bet that a lot of book clubs have had the kinds of conversations that you're describing about, you know, is this book appropriate? Why on earth would you pick a book like that?
Absolutely. That's part of the social interaction.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you if you thought that theatergoers will see themselves reflected, but obviously that is the case.
I think they will. And even if you're not in a book club, it really has to do with any kind of group situation, whether that's a PTA or a church group or simply a family reunion. You will see yourselves reflected back on stage in highly entertaining ways.
Mm-hmm. So I have to ask, are you in a book club?
I am not in a book club, and yep. I have never been in a book club. Shame on me, I guess.
You spend too much time reading plays.
I do read a lot of plays. It's true. But I get in a little bit of pleasure reading now and then. Right now I'm reading this book called Soccernomics. I'm a big fan of world soccer, and it's the money ball for the soccer community,
okay,
if you will.
Well, that's fun. I want to share with our audience that Blake Robison's production of the book club play by Karen Zacharias opens Thursday this week in the Cincinnati Playhouse's Shelter House Theater. But in fact, it's already in previews right now, and this is a good chance to get it for an inexpensive ticket or wait around till Thursday when it opens, and then you'll have it on stage for a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. Tickets are truly going fast to this one.
For more information about the show and the theater, if you follow the link that you'll find at WVXU.org, you'll get all the information you need. My guest this evening has been Blake Robison, the artistic director at the Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park. And I have to say this, book him, Blake-o.
Thank you, Rick.
Thanks for stopping by. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.